ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, the chapter entitles The Residence of Jambudvipa, Offered Prayers, text number 29. This is Proverbs, so just going to read once and then we'll go forward for word.
हिरण्येऽपि भगवान् निवसति कूर्मतनुं बिभ्राणस्तस्य तत्प्रियतमं तनुमर्यामाः सह वर्षपुरुषै पितृगणाधिपतिरूपधावति मन्त्रमिमं चानुजपतिः
Hiranmaya. In Hiranmaya Varsha.
Indeed.
Bhagavan.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Nivasati.
Resides.
Kurmatanum.
The body of tortoise.
Bibhrana.
Manifesting
tasya
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
That
priyatamam,
dearmost,
tanum,
body,
aryama,
the chief resident of Hiranyamayavarsha.
Saha
with
Varsha Purushai,
the people of the track of land,
Pitri
Ganadhipati,
who is the chief of the Pitas,
Upadhavati,
worshipping in devotional service.
Mantram,
hymns,
imam,
this,
cha,
also,
anujapati,
chants.
Translation and purport by Sri Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation, Sukadeva Goswami continued, in Hiranmaya Varsha, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, a kurma sarira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped within devotional service by Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmaya Varsha, along with the other inhabitants of the land. They chant the following hymns. Translation responsibly. Sukadeva Goswami continued. In Hiranmaya Varsha,
the Supreme Lord Supreme Lord,
Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, Kurma Sharira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped here in devotional service by Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmaya Varsha, along with the other inhabitants of the land. They chant the following hymns. For what? The word Priyatama, or dear most, is very significant in this verse. Each devotee regards a particular form of the Lord as most dear. Because of an atheistic mentality, some people think that the tortoise, a boar, and a fish incarnation of the Lord are not very beautiful. They do not know that any form of the Lord is always fully opulent personality of Godhead. Since one of his opulence is infinite beauty, all the Lord's incarnations are very beautiful and are appreciated as such by devotees. Non-devotees, however, think that the Lord Krishna's incarnations are ordinary material creatures, and therefore they distinguish between the beautiful and the non-beautiful. A certain form of the Lord is worshipped by the particular devotee because he loves to see that form of the Lord, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5.33. Advaitam achyutam anadi ananta rupam adhyam purana purusham navayovanam cha. The very beautiful form of the Lord is always youthful. Sincere servants of the particular form of the Lord always see that form as a beautiful, and thus they engage in constant devotional service to Him. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakamitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhukam Kuru Diva Chalam Bhukam Langai Devir Mirkripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Diva Tarinam Hare Krishna. I'm just happen to be filling in for a devotee who is not able to travel more than 5 kilometers. So, probably seeing why he's giving so often classes. Just actually coming here and giving classes is more purification than anything else for me. It's quite. So we continue to hear the beautiful prayers being offered by the residents of Jambudvip. Jambudvip is divided into 9 verses, and each verses have got a chief resident and their followers. And we have heard the beautiful prayers by different elaborate rasa of the Lord Shiva, Shankarsha. We also heard the prayers for the Radharasa worship with the Padrasava, offering prayers to Hayagriva. We also heard the prayers by Harivarsha, Prahlad Maharaj, who is the chief resident of Tulur Singadev. We also heard the beautiful prayers offered by Lakshmi Devi in Ketumala Varsha by to Pradyumna or Kamdev. We also heard the prayers by Ramyaka Varsha by Vashvata Manu to Matsyadev, Lord Matsyadev. Now we will be moving to Hiranmaya Varsha. If you look at this vision, these verses are so the Bhumandala is divided into 7 islands, and then the centermost island is called Jambudvip. It's all very circle around, perfect round, and they are divided. 3 verses are on the south, 3 in north, and center, the west. Centermost is the elaborate Varsha where Lord Shiva is residing, and the on the eastern side is the western side. The Bhadrasa Varsha is the eastern side, and the western side is Ketumala Varsha. Now we're moving towards the north, which is the Hiranmaya Varsha, is the first one from towards north, and then we'll hear the Hiranmaya Varsha, then there is Uttar Kuru Varsha and Ramayaka Varsha. So, who is the resident of Hiranmaya Varsha? Sorry? Aryama. Yes. Who is Aryama? Does anyone know?
Chief of
Pitris, yes. Aryam is also is 12 Adityas. Adityas are the 12 sons of Aditi. That's why they're called Adityas. Now Indra is included in that. He's one of the Adityas. So Aryama would be the brother of Indra as well. Now Aryama has also, in first canto, is mentioned that when Yamaraj became Vidura, this same Aryama took over the Yamaraj's ship while Yamaraj was in the serving as Vidura. Aryama took the position of Yamaraj for that period of absentee of the actual Yamaraj. So now he is residing in the Hiranmaya Varsha, and he is the chief resident. As Dvijapadambar said, he is also chief of the Pitas. So he's a great demigod. So, now who is he offering prayers to? Kurmadev. Kurmadev. The story of Kurmadev is mentioned in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. How Kurmadev appears as Kurma. Now, as we understand, the Durvasa Muni, while he was visiting Swargaloka, and he meets Indra. When he meets Indra, he offers a garland that was actually on Durvasa as a prasad to Indra, right? So Indra is riding on the elephant. So Indra neglectfully, or kind of disrespectfully, he takes the garland, however he gives it to the Airavata, the elephant. He gives that to him. And Airavata being an animal, as Prabhupada mentioned that problem, that he just took the garland and then just crossed it on his feet. So this action, Durvasa Muni, you know what Durvasa Muni is like. Wow. Durvasa Muni is very easily pleased as Asutosh. He is the partial incarnation of Lord Shiva. He can be easily Asutosh. He can easily please. And just like he gave easily the mantra to Kunti Devi when she served him so nicely while he was visiting Hastinapur. And he served so nicely, he gives this mantra that he could invoke any demigods for that matter. So, Durvasa enraged, he said he cursed the whole entire demigod race. He said all demigods will lose the power and the beauty. So, we have to be very careful. This is one of the lessons that we, offending any senior or great devotees or rishis, sages, Vaishnavas, it's quite serious. It is a design by the Lord in that way. Yes, these are called how to deal with the seniors, juniors. There is all this maryada. There is to be followed, a code of conduct to be followed. So the verse said, okay, you lose the power. So what happens next? So when demigod lose the power, then what happens? Wow, that's it. That's the great opportunity. The demons just waiting for this kind of opportunities. This happens in this story. It also happens when Indra kind of neglects or offends his guru Virashpati, right? Once. So that's the opportunity for the demigod. The demigod is just waiting for this kind of opportunity. They lose they become weak, and they become, and that's it. There you go. So the demigods attack the, demons attack the demigods. As usual, the demigods go to Lord Brahma. Help, I need, we need a help. So Lord Brahma said, okay, sorry, I can't help. Let's go to Lord Vishnu. And then they pray, they offer beautiful prayers to Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu comes to the saint and tells the demigods, yes, I understand why you have come. Your situation is quite grave. And he says, okay, in this instance, what you do is you make a truce with the demons, right? So they were enemies. Now Lord Vishnu is saying, make a truce, make a friendship, work together. So what's the work? Is to churn the milk ocean. From there, you will receive amrita. Amrita is a potion or the drink that, having drunk that, you become very powerful. You live for a very, very long period of time. In fact, the word Amrita means that he who does not never die. So Amrita means. But of course, there is an end, but very extraordinary lengthy period. So Lord Vishnu says, okay, from that sharing you will get Amrita, drink that, and then you will overcome this situation you are in now. So and then he tells him, okay, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? So you have to go to Milk Ocean, you have to bring the Mount Mandara to Milk Ocean, use that as a churning rod, then request Vasuki, who is the serpent, the chief of the serpents, to make a rope. So demigods and demon, now they make a truce, friendship, now they're friends. Okay, we're gonna get this nectar, but we have to do it cooperatively, we have to do it together. Not as an enemy, but we'll just do it together. So then, then they have to bring this mountain called Mandara Mountain, which is, I think it's in the Pumandala, and bring it to the Indian Ocean. So this mountain is heavy and big. So when these both demons and demigods combine, they lift this mountain, but halfway through they just couldn't make it, and they just, now this mountain get crushed. Again, my dear Lord Vishnu, help, help, huh? So of course the demigods pray, and then Lord Vishnu appears, and then he takes the whole mountain into his back of his Garuda, and then places in the Milk Ocean to be churned, right? Then the Vasuki comes to be as a rope for churning rope. Have you seen a manual churning, actual churning? Yeah, I think most of them in India, yeah, there's churning, right? You have a big pot, and then you have a rod, and you have a rope, which is one rope, just, you know, circle around, and then they have the two things so you can just carry and churn. That's the place. So now snake is, the Vasuki is being used as a churning rod. Now, first demigods, Lord Vishnu was also in the picture. He's in the demigod side. Demigod size, the demons are there as well. So now, demigods take the head side of the Vasuki to chant, and the demigod thinking now they are suspicious, because we're doing the work to get the nectar out of it, but they, at the same time, they're also cautious. There could be some tricks here and there that's gonna take place. So then he said, why they go in the head side? There must be something good, because if you look at the body of the head side is more auspicious, and then it can be a positive sign, right? So they said, no, you going the head side, and now we're gonna do the head side. And this was, of course, the Lord Vishnu's trick, just like you have a child and you tell them, don't do that. I want that. If you say it that way to the child, and child thinks, if you want to get something that may not be the so palatable one, but it just say, I want that one, and the child will say, give me that. Similarly, that was, so anyway, they swap now. The demigods are on the tail side, and then the demons are on the head side. Now guess what happens? So I started churning, and the snake, and then the whole fire comes out of the old poison things coming out of them, and then you guys are, anyhow, long story short, they churn the, so before that, so now they got the mountain, right, finally, now in the ocean. Now ocean is deep. If you want to, you're not going to churn the whole ocean from the bottom. So what happens? If you put the mountain in the water, sunk. Again, Lord Vishnu, now is it taking a form of Kurmadev. Yes. What is he doing? He is lifting that mountain, he is supporting from the bottom as a Kurmadev. And now the demigods and demons can churn the milk ocean. So this is how Lord Kurmadev becomes Kurma in one of the for this instance, right? Now Lord Kurmadev is not only he came for this lila, this avatar he winds up. Actually, he is also supporting. If you look at the, hearing and the reading some of the books of cosmology, Vedic cosmology. There was research done by Dhanvi Maharaj and Sadabhut Prabhu and all those devotees. There, they quote this, Kurmadev is also at the bottom of the Bhumandala, who is this big tract of land. He is there permanently. On Kurmadev, the Ananta Shesh, the past incarnation of the Lord, is residing. So Kurmadev, Ananta Shesh, and on the top of the Ananta Shesh is sitting the Bhumandala. So Kurmadev is supporting. So you think God is not there, God is everywhere. He creates this universe, something has to be supported. Now who's going to take place? Who's going to do this job? God, Krishna. No one else can take it. So the bottom of the Bhumandala is also Kurmadev sitting there, supporting. Ananta says, on top of the Ananta says is our Bhumandala, and then our thing. Not only within Bhumandala, within that universe, Lord Kurmadev is there, he is also supporting entire universe from the bottom. He says, I think they quoted Vayu Purana for that. This is on the Bhugola book, Bhugola Purana book by the saint in the Madhva line, which just gives the whole Vedic cosmology in detail with the quoting different Puranas. So it says that Kurmadev is also supporting the actual whole universe that is, and is there permanently supporting. So Kurma comes as a Leela avatar doing a pastime to the churning of the ocean. Lord Kurmadev is also sitting under the Bhumandala, supporting the entire Bhumandala, the track of land. He's also supporting the universe from the bottom. So it's a So, and now here Prabhupada's purport is focused on what's the theme of the purport today? Is the beauty of the Lord. May God may appear as animal. Right? Now he's appearing as Kurmadev. He appears as Varahadev, sometime half line half, the Nrisingadev, Matsya. But as in the verse itself, it says what Prabhupada says. What's the word? Priyatama means dear most. And So Lord form is full of beauty. Yes. No matter what appearance, what avatara he is in, Lord is Lord. Lord comes as animal, like Varaha, aquatic, fish, or Matsya avatar, human, of course we know Krishna, Ram, and so on and so forth. He also comes as bird. Bird. As a bird, Lord Vishnu comes as a bird, Hamsa Avatar. Yes, that's in the 11th canto.
comes avatar. He comes and instructs four Kumaras. So Lord can take any form he wishes. He can come out of the nose. Doesn't have to take any mother's womb. He can just appear from the nose. Who's that? Varahadeva. Yeah. He can come out of the pillar. There's no womb there. He's just out of pillar. So Lord does not have any restriction as such as we, as living entities or other things. But Lord is fully swarak, independent. He can do anything he wishes to. He can take any form he wanted to. Anywhere, anytime, any place. That's Lord. That's God. So beautifully. So let's look at a little bit of the beauty side of the Lord. Every morning we chant beautiful prayer in Brahma Samhita. Venum konantam ravinda dalayata aksham varhavatam samasitam rasundaranda kandarpa kotikamani anisesa sobham govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. Venum konantam ravinda. What is playing? Venum. Lord plays flute. Even the flute has got different types of flute. One is called Venu, other one is Murli, Bamsi, and so on and so forth. There are quite a few of them, the varieties. I was just doing a little quick research on what Venu is like. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gives a very beautiful description of the Venu sign in Nectar Devotion. He said, there are three kinds of flutes used by Krishna. One is called Venu. One is called Murli, and a third one is called Bamsi, as Prabhupada said. Venu is very small. So if you see a Krishna's hand, it's small. It's about 6 inches, I think that they say. Very small, not more than 6 inches long. With 6 holes for whistling. Murli is about 18 inches long, with a hole at the end and 4 holes on the body of flute. The Bamsi flute is about 15 inches long, so Murli is longer. So next, if the first is Venu, then it's more the Bamsi, and then Murli. So Venu Kwananta is playing Venu. Aravinda Dala Ataksha. What is the verse? Aravinda Dala Yataksha. Aravinda Dala is the fully blown lotus petal. Aravinda Dala. Aksha means eyes. So Lord's eyes is described as compared to a fully blown lotus petal. And what is he wear? Barhavatam. What's Barhavatam? Yes, peacock feather. Lord wears Lord Krishna. This is exclusive for Krishna. I mean, it doesn't, I think, no other avatars. Generally, Krishna is exclusive, but he wears a varahavatam, the peacock feather. I think there was once, there was a pastime that Lord Balaram actually, they said, oh, man, how come you wear it? He said, peacock, why not? I also wear a peacock. So he was standing with, I think it was the Hanukkah or somebody was coming, and he saw, there was a description of Krishna where he picked up flat feather. As soon as he saw Balaram, he just kicked the Balaram and he said, oh, and said, from today I won't wear any peacock anymore, feather anymore, because I got kicked by it. Because, anyway, it's just. So Krishna wears a Barhavatam.
Tam. Now, how is the, what's the color of the Lord's body?
Fresh cloud.
Fresh cloud. Just about the cloud that is just about to drop the rain. That's the color of the body. Varahavatam samasitam, whose ornament. Asita ambuda is actually, that's if you break that word, it's tinge of hue, a blue cloud, it says in the translation by Sanskrit. So, Sundara Angam, that's a beautiful, Sundara means beautiful, Angam means whose figure, or whose body. Kandarpa Koti, now what's Kandarpa? Cupid. And cupid, how many cupid is Lord Beauty's compared to us here? Koti. Koti means, one koti is about 100,000 is one koti. And then the word is Kandarpa Koti is it's plural. So not in just one koti, it's many kotis. If you bring the cupid, the most beautiful object of beautiful personality in this creation, is called cupid. If you bring the, if you have one or millions of those, that is the beauty of the Lord Krishna. Ramaji says, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniyam. Kamaniyam means very charming beauty. Imagine, you know, like you have another day, and you could just imagine the most beautiful person you can imagine. You can have seen, or if you have a female, you may have another. That multiplied by hundreds of million times is the beauty of Kandarpa, or the Cupid. And Lord's beauty is compared to millions and millions, to combine them together is the Lord's beauty. Brahma says, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniyam Vishesh Soham. That is exclusive, Vishesha, unique. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, Lord Brahma says. That is the beauty of the Lord. That is who we worship. That is the. Then Lord, in the same context, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also quotes the verse from Brahma Samhita again. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam. Yes. 5:20-33. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam. Lord Krishna is. Advaita means he who is, there is no second. Advaita. Dvaita is equals to second or two. The personality, he who has no other competitor. That's what it means. Or there is no one like him. Advaita. Of course, there is many meanings, other meanings of Advaita as well. In this context, Lord Brahma says, Krishna is Advaita, he who has no competitor, he who has no one is second to him, there is no one like him. He is Advaita. Achyuta, Krishna he never fails or he never falls down. That's Achyuta. So Lord Krishna is complete. Brahma is saying, he is Advaita. He who has none, he is none to second, he is always the top, the best, the Lord. Achyutam, he never falls down from his position. Achyuta means he who does not fall down from his position. We are achyutas because we may sometimes become a demigod, one may become a Brahma, but we don't remain from that position forever. We can fall down. The Lord is Achyuta. Never ever falls down from his position. Even though he may be, come as a baby in Mother Yashoda's lap,
in his scared, oh, you know, I mean, Mother Yashoda tells him some story.
If you go to Nandagam,
on top of the temple, I mean, you go on the top of the temple in Nandagam, and then there's Panda, they will come in a story, and he tells you a story, okay, this is that place, and this is that place, and this is that. If you go to, right? And then there's one spot, there's a place called Hau and Bilau. And this is the spot where Mother Yashoda, when Krishna was always sometimes naughty, he used to say, look there, there's two demons there. Their name is Hau and Bilau. If you be naughty, they want to come and eat you. Krishna used to get scared. That was another Yashoda's trick. To feel. Sometimes Krishna won't eat if he doesn't eat. You know how the mother is for the babies. So even if he is in the lap of mother as a little baby and being scared by the Hau and Bilau, Krishna is still supreme. He is Achyuta. He never falls down. When Putana came with the poison at her best, did Krishna became affected? Sakatasura came in the form of cart. Did Krishna, he was only a few days old, or if not, did Krishna not recognize the demon? Kicked with a little fit, and then whole demon, that big demon, Sakatasura is dead. Putana comes, Krishna sucks the breath and takes the whole life away. Right? That is Achyuta. He may be in that form of baby, he may be showing the Virata Rupa in Mahabharata, same Lord. He may be appearing as a Kurma. The size of Kurma is described in the 8th canto is 1 Laksha Yojana. How much? What's Laksha? 100,000. Yojana is how much? 8 miles is 1 Yojana. 13 kilometers is 1 Yojana. Right? So you 1 Laksha. The size of the Kurma that appear on the for supporting the churning rod is says 1 Laksha Yojana. So 100,000 multiplied by 13. How much is that? 13 lakhs, 1.3 million kilometer. That's the size of the Kurma Deva. So he may be in the lap of Mother Yashoda, a little tiny, maybe he may be in the Kurma form as that size. He is God. He is Achyuta. That is the meaning of Achyuta. He is Anadi. He who has no beginning. Ananta Rupa, he has so many millions of forms. Adhyam, he is the cause, he is the source, everything comes from him. That's Adhyam. Puranam, he is the oldest. Purusham, he is not a light, he is a Purusha. He is a person. Navayovanam cha. Even though he is Purana, the oldest, what is he? Navayovana, ever youthful. When Krishna was in battlefield fighting, how old was he? 125? Yes. He had sons, grandsons, great grandsons already. But what does he look like?
Younger than Arjuna. Looking like younger than Arjuna.
Younger than Arjuna, yes, definitely will be. Arjuna was the same age as Krishna, yes. Yeah. Krishna looked like 16 years old. He always is in that age. So Brahmaji says, Navayovanam cha. Krishna is ever youthful. That is Krishna. Vede Sudurlabha. If you want to know Krishna, Brahma says, you study entire Vedas, you will not find him. You may not find him. Adurlabha.
With the studying through the all the analytical Vedas and Shastra and Puranas, is Durlabha. He said he cannot find him. Adurlabha, he says. If you are Adurlabha means opposite of Durlabha. Durlabha means very rare, very difficult. Adurlabha means very easy. Atma Bhakto. Brahma says, how will you see, how can you get Krishna? Not by going through the whole day. If you become a devotee, that's how you can know Krishna. Vede sudurlava adurlava atma bhakto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That is Krishna. So Krishna is none. There is no competitor for Krishna. He is achyuta, he is anadi, adi, anantarupam. So, that is Krishna. So, our God, our Krishna is beautiful. He is wonderful. He can perform so many wonderful activities. He can become a Kurmadev, he can become Narsingadev, he can come out of the pillars. That is our Lord we worship. So, God is everywhere. What else Prabhupada mentions in the Gospel? Prabhupada says, some people think that the tortoise, boar or fish incarnation of the Lord are not very beautiful. They do not know that any form of the Lord is always fully opulent personality of the Godhead. Since one of his opulence is infinite beauty. The Lord incarnation, incarnation are very beautiful and are appreciated as such by devotees. So that is that's the kind of same thematic is the Lord Prabhupada's voice for the purport as the Lord's beauty and opulence and power. That is Lord. So, probably end here. Any questions, comments, corrections? This pastimes of Kurmadev is taking place in the different planetary system. It's not in the earthly realm, it's in the Sirsagar. Yes. So the question is, the Anantashesha that's holding Bhumandala and Anantashesha who's holding also universe, are they different or is that what the question is or how they place? As far as my understanding, I was just reading this book called Bhagavad Cosmology. One of the devotees from Eco Village, they studied this, they did the whole research on this, based on the research that was done by Dhanvi Maharaj and the Sadhguru Prabhu and all those collections of different. So, as I understood, because I just read it once, so I just, maybe, to be corrected. Now, takes a it's part of past incarnation is also I mean expansion is Ananta says Ananta and then there is another personality with the same similar name, I think it was Ananta says as well. Now he the person who is holding the Bhumandala section. Bhumandala is the those seven islands which is divided. That land actually it's not just there, ends there. So that's a surface. That's we are on the surface.
Land.
Yes. And then that the depth of that land is all the way up to Garbha Ocean. This land we are on, this land continues all the way up to Garbha Ocean. Not up to Garbha Ocean, of course there is Kurma beneath. On Kurma there is Ananta Sesh there. That particular Ananta Sesh is it's a living entity empowered by the original Ananta Sesh. Who is the son of Kadru, if I'm not wrong. So it's one of the snake, that snake. He gets empowered. He wants to do some service in the creation. And he takes that position. And he is serving as that on top of that program, lifting the Bhumandala. That is my understanding. So there's another Ananta Sesh, of course, the original Ananta Sesh that holds all universes, and this particular Ananta Sesh is the partial, just like Shakti Avesha Avatar. Yeah? And he's son of Kadru. I'm just trying to recollect my memory. So this universe is such a vast thing to understand. It's a little bit beyond our scope, but yeah, that is what I understood from that. I have to refer it again.
Because also we see the Garbha Sai Vishnu is lying down on Ananta.
Correct. Yes. Yes. In the Sira Sagar, same Ananta Sesh is serving as the Ananta Sesh where Lord Vishnu lies on it. He's also expanding there as Ananta Sesh where Lord Garbha Sai Vishnu is also laying in that Ananta Sesh, and that also expanded as the holding the universe as well. So there's multiple expansion of Ananta Sesh is there, yes. And at one point we were reading the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that same Ananta Sesh is also instructing for Kumaras on Srimad Bhagavatam. As four Kumaras also receive the knowledge from Ananta Sesh, where they pass it on to Sankhayana Rishi, and then from there the Vyaspati and Parashara Muni, and Parashara Muni also tells the... Because Maitreya Muni is giving the parampara of how he actually received the knowledge through the parampara. So he gives, okay, Ananta Sesh gave it to Kumaras, Kumara gave it to Sankhayana Muni, Sankhayana Muni passed on to a Vyaspati, and and then there's from there Parashara Muni gives it to Maitreya Rishi. Yeah? So there's another sage that also there giving speaking Bhagavata or glorifying. Yeah.
Also you said that Hansavata instructed the Chaturkumaris.
Yes, yes.
So the Chaturkumaris also receive knowledge from
them. They receive from everywhere. I mean, they can get it wherever they possible. So Chaturkumaris is also sitting there. Sometimes they receive from there, sometimes they receive from Brahma, sometimes they receive from Ananta Sesh, sometimes they receive from Hamsavata. And this is the different leela pastimes of the Lord. He comes, yes, they receive as well. Yeah, Lord is very. He's multifarious. He can be everywhere, and he can be in one place. He can. Yeah, that's Lord. Yeah. Any other questions, comments?
ओके कथा श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद की लॉर्ड कुर्मदेव की।